It's your man, Vincent Ellis White. That's right, of the Vincent Ellis White Show, live from the studios of iShoutForJoy.com.
Yeah, that's right. This is your boy, Vincent Ellis White, of the Vincent Ellis White Show. We are broadcasting to you live from our Shout for Joy studios in Richmond, VA. Feeling very good to be here. Shout out to all our listeners on Twitter, Facebook, and the whole nine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Vincent Ellis White Show. Excuse me, Man Confess segment. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we get down with the Man Confess. I got my girl, my co-host, Charvette Mitchell. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, we got to get there with Sam.
Yeah.
You know what? I am loving this time of year, Vincent.
Yeah.
That we got Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah.
And Christmas. And, you know, people feel some type of way about relationships.
They do.
Around the holidays. So we might want to talk about that today. But anyway, hello to all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, man, this the time of the year right here. This is where everybody trying to snuggle up, get their boo.
You know what? Or some trying to get rid of them so they ain't got to get that nice gift.
That was back in the day. I used to do that. I hope they ain't still doing that. I did do that back in the day.
The Man Confess,
y'all that's listening, men is listening out there. I know y'all remember them times when money got a little tight, and you like, used to spoiling the girl, but then all of a sudden times got tight. You feel like she wasn't gonna understand if you couldn't spoil her this go around. You find a way to set that big argument up and go ahead and get rid of her. You save all that money.
I mean, for real, really. Now I was kind of joking, but men do that for real.
Yeah, I did that long time ago.
That is nasty. And then do you try to run back like after the new year?
No, I don't usually run back.
Okay. you just die.
But if you run back, you gotta wait till after February though.
Because you got to wait till after Valentine's.
Yeah.
Because she got to get something.
Yeah, wait a while.
Valentine's.
You might lose it by then.
Wow. I know, because she might be booed up with somebody else by then.
Hey,
she saved money.
Oh, my God. What's love got to do with it? It ain't always about money. What about feelings and relationship and all of that good stuff?
Yeah, that's the time to be together, though, during those times. I would just say when the money is tight, if you don't have a woman that understands that, love, and see, you say all that love stuff. But she wants finances around that time, too.
Well, I mean, I might want to argue with you. Maybe you're not with the right woman if she's concerned about how much money you have. Because I think most women, if you've been treating them right all year long, somebody say amen, then I don't think that she would be the type of woman that would be like, well, if you can't buy me a Tiffany bracelet, you know, we over, we done. Or if you can't buy me a David Yurman bracelet, we done. I mean, I think...
How you know all the names?
hint. No, but I'm
you're
saying
right,
it's
you're
not
right.
The amount. It's so much to do around the holidays. I mean, the lights are up and you can, you know, just do stuff. Just be with the person and don't make it about money.
Yeah, you're right. I did those things. I was just reminiscing about doing those things.
That's all in the past.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I mean, that's like high school, early 20s type thing. But as you get older, like you look for what you described, a guy looks for that in a woman anyway. Like it used to be, you wanted to try to show off a little bit with your money, make sure you buying this and that, all that. But now as you get older, you work smarter.
Work smarter, not harder.
You're looking for somebody that, you know, is willing to, spoil you every now and then versus a guy just completely doing everything for the woman. And when that time come, especially if she knew your, like, situation all year or whatever you was going through all year, if you was going through something, for her to expect something big would really show how shallow she was. But I think a guy or a woman should recognize that early on. I don't think you should get the shock of your life that she does that.
Right.
Because it's probably with some flags up before that. You know what I mean? But
oh, you know what? This is a good topic. We should talk about gifts because next Friday is Black Friday and all the Christmas. And I know I just started buying a couple things. How do you know, like, what type of gift you should buy according to how long you've been in a relationship? So sometimes people buy, like, this great big gift, but they've only known the person, like, 2 months. Like what kind of gift suggestions? Here we go. This is good. What kind of gift suggestions, Vincent, would you recommend to the ladies that are listening to the Men Confess, if they have, let's start with a month. Maybe you've just known the guy a month, y'all cool, you know, you've been talking a lot, maybe you've been out a couple times, it's been a month, and you feel like the lady feels like they want to get him something for Christmas. What are suggestions you might have for the ladies?
Oh, man, I don't know about that. Let me see, a month.
A month. Is that a tie?
A month. A month? I mean, I don't know, because, like, I run into ladies that it might be a month, and a month doesn't sound like a long time, but, like, ladies, you know, women, like, come into a relationship more eager than a guy does.
Yep.
So a guy would see it as a month.
Uh-huh.
He said, I use that tone, just a month. But a girl is like, I know it's only been a month.
That's what we do.
So, like, I've gotten the bigger gifts in a month or two, but according to your question, like, I would say pace it, because that's what I do. I pace it smaller, a little bit bigger. But, and for a guy in a month, it shouldn't be much. I think, especially if you're at least in your late 20s, early 30s, and I think you should do a small gift, but find a way to show him, in the gift or yourself, show him that you appreciate him.
Okay.
And kind of package that in a sense. Like,
you might have
a small gift, a physical gift to give him, but then take him somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't mean a trip. Like, you know, take him out somewhere or
do
something for him and package that whole thing together as a gift. Like, come to him on Christmas Day, or if y'all been together a month and his birthday come up, or something like the month anniversary come up, take him out, give him the small gift, but then take him out and do something fun or something to make him look at you like, wow, like, you know, I like this. And then I think guys like that, because he get something he can look at and be reminded that he got this gift from you, but then also he remembered the day, really.
Okay.
I think that's the main thing.
I think that's good. Listeners, I know you getting some good information to hear today on
The Men Confess.
With Vincent Ellis White Show. Okay, and so what have you been, it's been 6 months, so now you're taking it up a notch, because you've been together a little while. What's like a good 6 month gift? I keep hollering Ty. Like, is a Ty just for like an uncle or?
Yeah, no, it ain't a Ty.
Don't get a Ty.
Ties are boring.
Oh, ties are boring. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I like ties. I like ties, and I'm big on ties, but I don't know. Ty's still a boring gift.
Okay.
Because you're not going to open it and be excited.
Right.
Because I feel like a tie is something you can give me on a Tuesday. You know
what
I mean?
Okay, okay.
Just a random Tuesday, you can give me a tie. But
so
like,
no ties, ladies.
But
no
like
ties.
On a holiday, I feel like you just got to find a way to give something with love. So like, I like people that give gifts that are creative.
Okay.
Like, when I was younger, like, my grandma used to always make me go on like a big hunt to find my gift. Mm-hmm. She would leave notes and all that stuff. And this is my grandmother, but it was something I always looked forward to. So then later on, I flipped it, and that, like, somebody I was with, I started doing that to girls.
Like a little scavenger
hunt. Yeah, and it builds it up inside them. Like, girls would get so excited, and they're excited, they're anxious, looking for the gift. And if you end it off right, and that gift is something that, you know, is very a nice gift, the fact that they looked for it makes that gift double times probably what it was, because they think you took the time.
It's the thought. And I think this tip is for the men. Even if you did, like, the 12 days of Christmas, and literally, like, 12 days before Christmas, you gave her, like, a dollar store gift, but it was wrapped up at night. I mean, she's going to be like, oh, my God, he took the time, and I got a little something, like, every day.
Well,
now, you might not want to say a dollar store literally, but, I mean, it could be something very small.
But the thing is, it's all about thought. So, for example, like, if y'all met, I mean, I'm just going on top of the head. If y'all met, like, if he might have saw you trip up over something that was, like, something that would be in a dollar store, and y'all laughed at that, that's how y'all met. Then if you go in a dollar store and buy that same thing she tripped up over, it's only a dollar, but she would look at it like it's a $200 gift because she knows that you remember.
Right.
So like I said, when it comes to this 1 month gift and 6 month gifts, like, you got to be creative. Of course, the gifts get a little bit more costly as the time goes on, but the creativity and the thought and love you put into the gift is what works for me.
Okay, cool,
you know what I mean?
Cool. Well, I think we helped the listeners out with their holiday shopping. And you know, we do have to mention that a lot of people that are not with anyone right now, like singles or whatever, feel like really down. And I don't know, do you think as a man, do men feel that kind of like seasonal, like being down that they don't have anybody around the holidays? Or is that really more women? You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, that's more women, because it's sad to say, but like, guys always have somebody that they can call.
Options.
Yeah, I mean, and girls got them too, but guys always have options. Okay. It's a difference. Like, guys always have options. I don't see. And this is just a lie you just got to catch. So, I don't know too many guys that are like sitting around and they're pouting and they're down like women do when they're single, alone on holidays. Even if they don't have anybody, they're just kicking it with their family. I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I see it with women. So, I mean, I don't recall ever being down around the holidays. I don't think I've always had a girl around the holidays. But it's always somebody you can call, at least if anything, to just spend some holiday cheer with. Like
holiday cheer.
It's somebody there. And always somebody there for a guy.
Well, you know, I think your book would be a great stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a date for my new one. You can definitely start filling your stocking with my previous book, The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. But my new one, I really been working hard making changes on it. And I'm still shooting for December. I got things in the works now, it still could definitely come out in December. So I'm going to make a big push for that. For December, and I'm gonna make sure everybody can get that. And I'm not a person where you gotta go out and go purchase it from somewhere else. If you in my city, or if you know how to get in contact with me, I'll meet you. Ain't no thing. I just want people to get the book. But the book Finding Chris My Father is the one that I really want to get out in December. And it's been taking a long time, but I think it's a blessing because the time that it's been taking, I've been making changes to it. Things been happening. Like, I wanted to have it out in March, but I'm glad I didn't because now that I've made so many changes since March, and now I've been meeting more people that want to do more things with the book. So,
oh, awesome.
As they say, you got to, you know, be patient.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, really, I was really impatient and gung-ho about it. But, like, now the book, I wanted to come out in December, and, you know, I put on Facebook about the play and everything. Like,
yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
shout
I talked
out.
To the playwriter and another lady that helped me out. And they're, like, already reading through the manuscript now. They're going to start casting coming up in the new year. And I thought it was, like, mind-blowing for them to tell me that they got to cast somebody to play me.
Wow.
Play my dad and all that stuff. So
can I get, like, your autograph now? So
you
when
know
you blow up, I can sell it on eBay. And I can be like, I have the official autograph.
Yeah, but I'm excited about that because
awesome.
It's going to be in... It'll start in Tidewater, and this will make its way back to my hometown, Richmond. So,
okay.
I'm excited about that. And I just got that word, like, last week. So, I had a conference call. So, I'm going to be in and out of town, like, all next year.
Okay.
Casting and just, you know, overseeing and stuff like that. Because I don't know a thing about making a play. So I'm kind of trusting it with them, but
right.
At the same time, giving them my insight. So, yeah, I'm trying to do a lot of things with it. And hopefully, this holiday, though, this December,
yeah,
people can get it and tell me what y'all like about it.
Cool. Well, I was on Twitter today looking up some things, and, you know, you can always, like, see what's trending or just see what people are talking about.
Yeah.
So I found some statements and some things on Twitter about relationships. So, of course, the men confess we like to talk about relationships, but I think you want to take a quick break, and then we could come back to the Twitter relationship stuff after the break.
We can do that. Y'all listen to the Vincent Ellis White Show. We're going to take a quick break. Me and Chavette will be back shortly. All right?
Hello.
Now is your time to get fit. Contact the professionals at APF, Apex Physical Fitness. It's a service based on the belief that the customer's needs are of the utmost importance. Offering the highest level of exercise and training, whether it's in-home training, outdoors, or the place of your choice. It's a guarantee that you will receive the results you seek. At Apex Physical Fitness, your time is more than just a gym visit. It's an experience. At Apex, we guide you to the body you want with assistance from educated, experienced, trained professionals. Schedule an appointment with personal trainer and boxing instructor Eric Smith today, 804-441-2000, or log on to the web, www.apexphysicalfitness.com. Apex Physical Fitness, your health should be
your
concern.
And we are back. This is your boy, Vincent Ellis White. Got my girl, Charvette Mitchell, in the building. I shout for Joy Studios, the Vincent Ellis White. So you know the segment, The Men Confess.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Before we went to the break, we were discussing new relationships and what gifts do you get for the holiday season coming up. And those that are single, if you're feeling alone, or how are you getting through the holidays. And then we also, before the break, we said we're going to take it to Twitter. Make sure you follow Charvette and follow me on Twitter. And we do this relationship thing, y'all. We do this.
Yes,
so
yes.
We find all the relationship gossip, and we discuss it on the air. So Charvette found a couple things on Twitter that were popping off on there. So we're going to discuss each of those and give our opinion on that. The Men Confess. Charvette.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I was on Twitter, and I just want to call out a couple things I saw about relationships. So big shout-out to Hillsong NYC. So follow them. Follow Hillsong NYC. And they said relationships don't necessarily change you. In fact, they expose you.
Hmm.
Relationships don't necessarily change you. In fact, they expose you. Expose you. And so, Vincent, what I want to know from you as a guy, from a male perspective, you know, what do you feel about that statement? Do you agree? Do you disagree? What do you have to say?
I like that, because now I think it's a factor with that. Relationships will expose you, but I don't think they expose you right away. But I do believe that they, and they said don't necessarily change you. So meaning
right.
that you can change a relationship, but. Not necessarily, but what it does is it definitely will expose you, but I think it's over a period of time. For example, everybody always likes to use that phrase, you meet the representative in the beginning.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you're meeting the representative in the beginning, then you're not being exposed because you're getting the representative. But when you get into the nitty-gritty
uh-huh.
of a relationship 6 months or a year and beyond, I think then you're getting exposed. And I believe that it's involuntary too. I mean, you can't even, before you know it, you're exposed.
Yeah.
Like once you get comfortable with the person to where you have, if you did have a representative out there, they've slowly packed their bags and moved out of town, and now you.
That's the representative.
Right. Now you got me. You got the real person. So now I am exposed. And once you get exposed, all your stuff comes out. So. I think it's best to not even put that representative up, but I do understand why people put it up sometimes. So, yes, relationships do expose you, and they expose your partner, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you both could be in for a rude awakening if you didn't judge right.
Right, right.
Or you could get exposed and say, yes, I like what I see, and I see that they're exposed, but I still like what I see. But bottom line, they do expose you, though.
Agree. Or you could see things in yourself that you didn't know were there. And I think that's on the guy side
yeah.
and on the female side. You could be like, wow, you know, I didn't know I had these types of insecurities. Or
yeah.
I didn't know I had this type of jealousy. Or I didn't know I had this type of anger because no one ever tapped that. No one ever stepped into that space because with relationships, we open ourselves up. And so I think that's the key word about the expose is like you let somebody see a side of you that most people don't get to see.
Yeah.
And so, and I think it's for men and for women as well. Now, back to the representative. Do you think it's a difference between putting your best foot forward versus having a representative out? Do people actually think of it as, okay, I have my representative, or do they think I'm just putting my best foot forward with this guy or this girl?
I think it is a difference. And putting your best foot forward, I don't see any problem with that because you're supposed to do that. But the thing is, if people like consistency. So
yeah.
And I understand with anything. When you get on a new job, you put your best foot forward. Then you get comfortable and you start relaxing.
And taking extra breaks.
Long breaks.
Coming in late.
Smoke breaks and you don't even smoke.
You don't even smoke.
Yeah. So, I mean, people do that with anything new. They
yeah,
want to do the best thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But imagine if let's use the job. If you started with your best foot forward in your job, imagine if you kept that best foot forward the whole way. You probably get, you know, all kind of promotions and accolades and everything on a relationship. If you start with your best foot forward, it's not a representative because a representative is not you. You know, it's kind of somebody standing in for you. But put your best foot forward, it's fine. If you can keep it that way, imagine how the relationship would be. But what people do is, A representative is a falsehood, almost. So the big difference from your best foot forward, because a representative is a falsehood. For example, if I'm a man and I know I have anger issues or jealousy issues,
yes,
and I go in a relationship, no way would I start off showing that, because she's going to probably run.
Right.
So, my best foot forward, to give you an example, my best foot forward, if that's my issue, jealousy and anger, my best foot forward, I would say, would be honesty. I'd say, listen, I really like you, and you know, I'm trying to see how this is going to work, but I got a couple of issues that I've been dealing with, you know,
yeah,
it's anger, it's jealousy. I'm just letting you know that these are things I'm working on. I'm willing to work on those things with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of putting your best foot forward. But your representative would be you go into it and you act like there's no problem at all.
Right.
So she might think you're just this guy that's just so nice, no issues. And then after the third month passed, and he can't reach you one time on your phone,
and
he's
then he
turned
out. Yes.
Right.
And you're like, where did that come from? Where did this
right.
come from?
So what happened is you got his representative. But if the same thing happens 3 months later and he put his best foot forward and he spazzes out, you still might get mad, but you remember he said, I'm working on
yeah.
this. So I guess that's a difference between best foot forward and representative. But people don't know the difference between that. And most people get, you know, shockers after that third or fourth
yes.
month.
Yes. And you know, he might not have been, sometimes a guy, and using the jealousy and the anger example, you know, a male and female relationship are vastly different than just, you know, your bruh or
right.
your uncle or your boy or whatever. So they, again, they don't take you to the place of anger and jealousy. So some people might not even recognize that they have it in them.
Right.
And then those that have it in them, they, like you said, it just depends on when it's going to sneak out, when it's going to creep out.
And it's going to creep out.
It's going to sneak out. It's going to creep out.
The exposure thing that you said was good, though, because people are always thinking about exposing things in the other person. But like you said, finding things in yourself, I think that's the blessing of a relationship, because
oh, my God, it's all about the lesson.
It's all about the lesson. I was going to say, and you may have the worst relationship in the world,
yes.
and you think back on it as the worst relationship, but look at what it exposed. You think about what exposed in that person.
Yes.
But look at what you learn about
yourself.
Like, for example, women that have a bad relationship with a man, they keep being reminded of how bad the guy was to them, how he treated them. But I read something somewhere. I can't take credit for this, but I read something somewhere, and I don't even remember it verbatim, but the quote was saying, in a nutshell, that a woman should look at that bad relationship as the best thing that ever happened, because it taught her what she can and will not tolerate.
Right.
You know, what's a pet peeve about her. You know, what brings her to her lowest point. You know, what makes her shed her tear. I mean, all the things that you hated about that guy from making it a bad relationship.
Ooh.
It tells you he flipped it. He
right.
said, flip it around, and you learn about yourself what you will never tolerate. So, and you're not even taking it out on the next man, but what you're just learning is that I'm fine meeting a new guy. That's cool. I'm fine trying love again. But what I will not take is, and you might have a list. You know
right.
what I mean? But you never know that these were those things. You might have known I don't like argumentative guys.
Right.
But you didn't know how big of a thing it was with you until you dealt with this guy that really let you have it. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I think that's a good point. You know, listeners, that's a lesson. You know, don't ever take any kind of relationship, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. Everything is a lesson. So what
right.
did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn from it? And if you focus on what you learned from it, then hopefully, you know, the negative aspect of it won't remain with you, but it's what you learn. And I was watching something on TV, and I don't know if it was Rosie O'Donnell, and she had Katy Perry, but somebody was on TV, and they were talking about they had been through a bad breakup. They went to see a therapist, and the therapist had them write down everything that was just bad. He did this. He didn't do this. He did it, and it was like he. And then the therapist had the person go back on the paper and cross out he in all of the statements and put I.
Mm.
And so that was like powerful.
Yeah.
That was powerful.
I've done that to my listeners. I'm a life skills coach, and I've done that same thing to my clients, because a lot of them that I deal with have been dealt a bad hand in life anyway.
Okay.
And definitely understand why they come angry and the whole nine. But at the end of the day, life goes on, and you got to get yourself straight. You can't dwell on that. But they do like that scenario you gave.
Yes.
When they talk to you and you ask why they spazzing out, they say, look what I came from. They list everything.
Uh-huh.
And we just flip it on them. You know what I mean? You flip it on them and they get startled every time. So, yeah. So those that's listening, think about all the things that you don't like about what I can't stand, and this is on my list and
yeah.
my standards, and just flip it. And I think it's good to expose yourself anyway.
Yeah.
Stand in the mirror and see what's going on about you. People never want to admit what's going on with
them.
It's
hard. It's hard, Vincent. It's hard. We don't want to.
Yeah.
It's hard. But you know what? Gabrielle Union put on her Twitter, today actually, she put bad relationships, bad decisions, lapses in judgment, whatever it is, tomorrow's a new day. Leave the past in the past. It's the first day of the rest of your life. So I think that's
beautiful
what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that's Gabrielle Union. You can follow her at It's Gabrielle U. And that's the actress, Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Big shout out if you happen to be listening to.
Yeah. The Vincent Ellis White Show featuring Charvette Mitchell.
Vincent, how can they follow you on Twitter?
On Twitter is at LifeLoveRVA. Follow me on Twitter. Get at me, talk about the show, give me your relationship tidbits. Anything you like or dislike about relationships, hit me up at LifeLoveRVA.
Awesome, awesome. And again, we want to say big shout out to all of the listeners that are tuning in from iShopForJoy.com, Twitter, Facebook, Charvette.com.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, iPad, Zoom, all over the world wide web. We are glad to have you here on The Men Confess. Okay, so you want to talk about some more stuff I found on Twitter about relationships?
Yeah, what you got?
Okay, this is interesting. This is from Roderick Richardson, and his tagline is @RichWisdom, if you want to follow him on Twitter. But he says, relationships need to be renewed like licenses. If not, you will be pulled over by someone else. Let me say that once more
that's
again.
Big right there.
Relationships need to be renewed like licenses. If not, you will be pulled over by someone else.
That's
an interesting analogy.
That takes me back to back in the day. And it's funny how my mind got immediately to this, but back in the day, school, when I was in college at Norfolk State, HBCU ratio was 12-13 to 1, so 12-13 girls to one guy.
Wow.
And he said relationships need to be renewed like licenses. If not, you'll be pulled over by somebody else. I'm thinking about the last part, by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If being a single guy there, especially being young, you never cared if a girl was in a relationship or not. You still was going to try to get with them, holler at them, whole nine. And sometimes girls would say, I have somebody. Sometimes they wouldn't let you know and they would still deal with you. But the defining factor was this. Sometimes they would say, I'm with somebody, but we're going through something right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact they give you that but or anything else, that's their indirect way of letting you know you have a shot.
Uh-huh.
And so when they say be renewed like licenses, if not you pulled over by somebody else, I was always willing to be to somebody else. And so,
wow, the man confessed.
What I would do is I would be somebody else.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is get their number and have that converse with them for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Because
women will just tell you everything that's going on. Well, you're supposed to leave that information out. He's not doing this. Yeah, I'm with somebody, but he ain't doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when he do this. He used to do this, now he don't do this. So now she don't know, but she coaching me on
right.
what to
do. Right. Oh, my God. Free information we
free
give
information.
It away.
So now I'm sitting there, I'm like, he argue with you, but man, I don't like it. I hate arguing.
Right.
You know, I'm all about working it out, solution. So then she hearing that, she feeling like she got something new over here. Eventually, she already then emotionally tied in with me. Homeboy about to be kicked to the curb. And then now she got pulled over by somebody else. But
wow. The
guy, now to switch, the guy that's in a relationship that's giving her these problems, he needs to hurry up and renew that relationship, because he should understand that if he doesn't renew it, there's always somebody that's willing to step in and pull her out. And
that's good right there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that's how it was all the time.
So what is renew, for people that are listening, what do you think about when you hear, renew used in this statement, that relationships need to be renewed like licenses?
I think it go back to what we was just talking about with the first we're talking about the best foot forward.
Yeah.
And I was saying that if you put your best foot forward in a relationship and on a job, but eventually everybody gets kind of lethargic and you stop. Imagine if you kept going with the best foot forward. Well, the fact of the matter is we're human, and sometimes we get lazy. Relationships, jobs, everything. But renewing it is like you renewing it means, first of all, acknowledgement. So you need to recognize that. Recognize, hey, I've been slipping. Like, for example, guys, if you started off sending the flowers and the cards and I love yous for no reason, all that stuff, and then it slows down, to renew it is to look at yourself, maybe get exposed to yourself, and then say, hey, I've been slipping. But if you look at your girl and you recognize she's the one that you want to hold on to,
hold on,
and you know how we do, somebody can come pull her, you need to renew it, saying, I need to get back to putting my best foot forward.
All right.
Get back to what I was doing in the beginning. And once you get back to doing what you're doing in the beginning, I believe that the girl will recognize your effort in trying to renew the relationship.
I think that is good. So, again, big shout-out to Roderick Richardson on Twitter. You can connect with him at Rich Wisdom. He always has really cool tweets, so big shout-out to him.
Yeah.
Star Jones. Star Jones had something on her Twitter today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We know, Relationships mature, change, and get redefined. Sometimes people are in your life for a length of time, a specific reason, or just a season. So we've kind of heard that heard that before, but I would agree with that. And I do like the point of relationships mature, change, and get redefined. So what do you think about that redefine? Because sometimes you could be like in a relationship with someone and then it just kind of fades out, and you're like, what happened? Or we're just different. Things are different now. Do guys experience that?
I think about when I hear the redefined piece, I think about people that have been in relationships for a number of years. Like, I got a friend that she been with, is now her husband, but she was with him since high school.
Uh-huh.
And in high school, they were both the same, were doing everything together. And as they grew, she started getting into different things. He started getting into different things. Everything from religion to fashion to everything.
Yeah.
And they were being together so long that they thought it would just flow together, but they started going apart. So redefines meaning that if you plan on staying together, you got to start to understand that as individuals, you may start to change.
Yes, and grow.
And grow.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it together, you got to redefine. Instead of saying, why aren't you being like you were or like I am, you need to recognize their differences and love the differences about them. That's how you can redefine it, but at the same time, keep it together. A lot of times, the relationship gets redefined, but people don't want to support what the other person's change, and then they grow apart. But I think if you redefine it in a positive sense, I like the fact that you're changing, and I recognize that you are getting into this different thing that you're getting into, and you work with that, I think you can redefine it in a good way. But the bad way is that when you see somebody change, they might be going in a direction that you're not going into.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a part where it says a length of time, a specific reason, or just a season. The sad thing is, at the end of the day, you never know what their purpose is there. I mean, it doesn't...
It could have been short-lived.
It doesn't come directly and say this is their purpose.
Right.
But we all got to learn how to recognize the lesson in each relationship. So if it does get redefined or changed and you end up growing apart, what you pull from it is the main thing. We look at the individual, but if we can look at what you pull from the relationship, I think that's a big tool right there to be able to pull something from the relationship.
Yeah, and timing is everything. And you said something key about people split up because they're going in different directions, or they recognize that we're growing apart because we're going in different directions. And I was just having this conversation with somebody not too long ago. I'm gonna make sure I don't say their name, but it's a gentleman, and he had been dating somebody for a while, and they recently broke up. And I asked him, I said, "Why did you break up?" And he was like, "We're going in different directions. I'm going one direction, she's going another direction." And then we started talking about planes. So you've been on a plane before.
Yeah.
Okay. JetBlue is in Richmond. You can pick up JetBlue in Richmond. My destination could be Florida. Vincent, your destination could be New York.
Okay.
We both get on the same plane. JetBlue's hub is in New York. The plane goes to New York. What happens? You're at your destination. You get off the plane. I'm going to Florida. I got to make a connection, right? You following
me? Right, right.
But I'm looking like, but wait a minute, I want to be with Vincent. But he's at his destination. So what happens with relationships a lot of times, and this happens a lot with women, so we're just going to pause and help y'all for a second because we know you're listening. This is what happens. We get in that terminal, and he has gone on to his destination, and we get stuck. And we don't understand. Mm. And we stuck in New York. We're supposed to be going to, where am I supposed to be?
Florida.
The longer you take in that terminal, you got to get to your connection. Because if you miss your connecting flight, what happens?
You're stuck,
or you gotta buy a ticket, and that's going to cost you. Mm. And if you miss your flight, you got to stay the night, which is a hotel room. So what's going
to
happen?
And you missed out on whatever you were going to get in Florida.
It's going to cost you. So the lesson is when sometimes, like Star said, it's just a length of time that in your life, a specific reason, a specific season, and the sooner you move on to your destination, the less it'll cost you. Right. Emotionally, psychologically, physically, whatever, the less it'll cost you. And we just started talking out, and I told him I was going to use it first. So if you're listening, I told you I was going to use this analogy first. So,
that's good, isn't it awesome? And you know, and you say that it usually happens a lot with women because women, when a breakup happens, like usually, not all the time, but usually they're the ones that's like really trying to hold on, hold it together.
Yep.
They may clearly see that this guy has all these problems and they're still holding on because, like, you know, I feel like women don't really like to be alone.
That's true. Well, but let me help you. Why? Because when we were created, Adam was here. Yep. When Eve woke up, her man was beside her. The garden was done. Everything was in place.
Right.
So as the nature of women, we expect things to be in place. And when she woke up, her man, she didn't have to look for him. He was there.
And look at the reverse. Adam was there by himself.
Okay, now you're talking. Yeah. Now you're talking. Y'all, hope y'all listening. Yeah. Y'all need to send us some offers or something.
Yeah.
That's the truth, though,
because I mean, and not saying guys don't try to hold on, but it's just, I think it's a big lopsided percentage there.
Yes.
And so looking at...
Because guys are okay being by themselves.
Perfectly fine.
Nature.
Perfectly
fine. They came in creation with nothing in order.
And that go back with what we said, I mean, with the holiday. I don't know any man that has been soaking during the holiday.
Okay.
So you're right. And going back to the beginning of time, we were cool being by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's changed. I mean, we know what's out there and desire to be with somebody, but I don't think it kills us like it seems to do with some women. But I think it's a good thing. It's like with the scenario you gave with the airplanes.
Yeah.
I've had women that I know have held on, and we both knew that it needed to end.
Yeah.
And me being just a guy, I'm like, all right, look.
Yeah, say goodbye.
I know. And me being a guy, I'm like,
y'all not ready.
Look, it's done. I'm like, it's done. And a girl might hold on, and they holding and holding. But we both know it, but they just holding on. And
but sometimes there's hope. Because everybody that breaks up doesn't mean it's forever. Sometimes a breakup is just a pause. And things just happened quickly, but you can get back together. I mean,
that's true.
That's
but
possible.
The thing is that women always think of that possibility.
Well, yeah, that's
come,
true.
And that's what makes them hold on.
Yeah, that's
and so
true.
It gets confusing. I believe I'm not a woman, but I believe it gets confusing in a woman's mind because she's trying to decide: is this the time to go, or is this one of them things where it could be a pause, it could be a hope, and I don't want to lose them, so I'm gonna hold on. And they usually end up trying to hold on. And I think that's where they get stuck in that terminal
And it cost us.
And it cost us.
It cost us, ladies.
I think you build the wall back up. I think the heart get broken.
Yep.
I think all that stuff that, you know, that men complain about women being bitter, all that stuff comes from keeping yourself stuck in that terminal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I think you also need to redefine yourself. Like, if you know as a woman that you constantly are doing what we're talking about, you know, you don't... You're the only one holding on in the relationship. You know, if the relationship ends, you're still sitting there soaking for 3 months hoping this man come back. You know that's you. And you heard the scenario about the airplane.
Yeah.
You need to redefine how you do things in a relationship. And your next one, if it don't work, try just letting it be.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Just making that connecting flight and moving on. And remember, You know, this is something you could say to yourself. You know, there are, and men, this is for men or women, because they're guys, when they go through breakups, it's not like they don't feel. It's not that they don't, aren't hurt either, because guys are hurt in relationships. I mean, breakups,
right.
Would you not agree?
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, either side of it, it's people say it's a million fish in the sea. It's, you know, there are thousands of options for you. There are thousands available women, thousands available men. So a lot of times people get stuck because it's like, I don't have any options anymore.
Right.
I don't see anything else that's viable. So if you change your mindset, maybe you can keep it moving through that terminal and make
men,
a connection.
Men definitely get hurt. It's just that we get hurt a whole lot less.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot more to hurt us.
That's true.
Than a woman. Like, I could probably count on one hand the times I've been hurt. You know what I mean? And but the thing is, look at the odds here. Like, I can count on one hand the times I've been genuinely hurt
mm-hmm.
by a woman or a breakup. But it take me hands, feet, and everything to think about the women that I just, you know, dealt with.
Yeah.
Even if I'm dating or whatever, dating a serious relationship, it's been a bunch of them. But on one hand, I can think about, was I really hurt during that? But if you ask women, I mean, they got a ton of heartbreaks on their mind.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. And a lot of times we look to men, and I'm so glad this segment, The Men Confess, we get to hear the heart of a man. We look to men, and we don't understand why you all don't understand why, you know, why we're hurt. But if you hear, listeners, if you hear what he's saying, men don't get heartbreaks so as easily or as often as we do, so they're not going to really connect. I was listening to this lady. She's a coach, a relationship coach. Her name is Christine Pimbleton. Big shout out to Christine. And she has a book out called Ready to Be a Wife or something of that nature. She was sharing her story that she had been in like a 6-year relationship with a guy, thought that it was going to be, you know, get married, had the kids, white picket fence, all of that. And, you know, out of the blue, he's just like, I don't want to do this. I don't see myself getting married, and I certainly don't see myself getting married to you. And he left. So she had a caller calling to the show, and it was a guy. And he said, well, just get over it. You should have just got over it. He was so, in my mind, as a female, he was so cold. And I remember thinking, he's never been heartbroken. He's never to just call to be, and she was cordial. But he was like, you just get over it. You just move on. You know, that's what I would have told you. Did anybody tell you that back then? Like, this is him talking. And I was like, he ain't never been heartbroken. I know ain't. But I was like, something's going to come in his life that's going to knock him off his feet. It may not be a relationship. But it was so eye-opening to me that he was so, what I assumed to be, cold. But it was, he hasn't had that experience.
Right. And
so he couldn't
connect. He might not have even thought that he was cold.
No, he didn't. I don't think he did.
You know what I mean? Like, he might have thought, I'm going to be straightforward.
Right.
Something like that. With his answer, it could be, like you said, he's never been heartbroken. He's never felt what she felt. Or, as we stated, I mean, even if he has, I don't think she might have had several others before, and this was like the straw that broke the camel's
right.
back. He might have just had one back in the day, but he doesn't know what it's like to have several, and then you have your hope built up for this one, and then it comes crumbling
mm-hmm.
down. So, I mean, I don't know too many men that have that, where your hope's built up, and then it comes crumbling down. That happens over and over again or something like that. So, I mean, it sounds insensitive, but if he doesn't know, then he doesn't know, but he doesn't know to come out and explain. Wait, I can't verbalize myself like this because I've never had a heartbreak.
Right.
You gotta. I mean, you was able to decipher that
yeah.
possibility, but
yeah.
other people can't.
Interesting. So, listeners, I hope you are enjoying The Men Confess. You better be following me and Vincent on Twitter.
I
don't know what
you're
talking about. Follow me at Charvette. It's real easy. Twitter.com/Charvette. And then Vincent, what's your tag?
At LifeLoveRVA.
Oh, and we're on Facebook, too. So connect with us on Facebook. I'm at Facebook.com/Charvette.
The Vince at Facebook.com/TheVincentEllisWhiteShow.
Cool. Okay, so big shout out to the last Twitter follower we got that from. Oh, that was from Star Jones. So
Star Jones.
You can follow her, Star Jones Esquire. Okay, so this one is interesting. This is from Brandon Merhart, and his Twitter tag is The Nice Life, at The Nice Life. Okay, anyway, he says, when organizing the friendships slash relationships of your life, you have to determine who goes where.
Yeah.
Who go when organizing the friendships and relationships of your life, you have to determine who goes where.
Yeah.
So for men, we've hit on this before, that she's just a friend or it's a relationship. For men, do you all have an issue with kind of separating friendships and relationships, or I just kick it with her, or I'm, you know, seems like y'all kind of blur the line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we're not talking about in a guy's not in a real relationship, and I guess I'm a backpedal and speak for the guys. It's not in a real relationship, but they may have, like, be dating several women. When I think about who goes where, and I know he's talking about something different, but I'm thinking about a negative aspect. I guess this man confessed so women can hear the negative piece of it, too.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think about, like, in my book, we talked about the Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. That's my book. And there's a piece in there where I talked about men keeping certain women for certain things. You may have the woman that you know is good with finances, the woman that's there just for sex, the woman that looks good as an arm piece on your arm, the woman that you want to, the arm piece you want to show off to say, I got her. You might have the one that's smart, but she's kind of conservative, nerdy, but you know she's going to make some of herself later on in life, so you kind of keep her in the back pocket. So you're dealing with all these different women, and you figure out who goes where. And so who goes where is you got the one out in the forefront that people going to see you with to make you look good. So you assuming this type of guy puts this woman first. He got these other women, one for the finances, the side chick, the jump off. She's in the back somewhere, but he can always reach out to her. He's piecing them according to what his needs are.
Mm-hmm.
If his needs are, he needs to see the jump off, then he's going to piece her towards the front. With somebody like the conservative one, he might keep her in the back because he's not ready for that type of person. She might be the best one for him, though.
Right.
But he's not ready for that type of person, so he keeps her in the back. And then if she sticks around long enough, he'll start shifting positions, shifting pieces. And then as he gets older, he'll push the conservative, smart one with the good personality, less argumentative, which is, and that's AKA wifey right there. But he push her to the front eventually. But in the beginning, when he's playing that game, he's looking for the type of one that's going to make him look good and, you know, cater to certain needs of his. So I'm thinking about the negative piece of who goes where. But I know what Brandon is saying. You want to piece these certain people together in your life and put them in the proper place, because you're going to need to reach out to them, and they need to be in the right spot when you do.
Well, you know, this is interesting, because for the one that you said was conservative, kind of nerdy, going to make something of herself, I mean, how long is she going to have to be on the back burner, you know? And should she recognize, I'm not back burner material, I'm top shelf.
That's it.
So this ain't working for me. So you take, you know, she can jump out of line and be like, I'm not doing this. So I hope some women recognize that. But, you know, I do know guys, like, I'll know, like, he'll go to, I know, I'm thinking of somebody in specific. Like, if he goes to, like, a cookout, he go to the movie.
Yep.
But it's one chick that you'll consistently, then, you know, he not married, but you'll consistently see. But then I know he messed with this other, you know, I know that he's, let me not say it that way, I know that he's friends and goes out kind of on the DL with somebody else who's cool, you know, a hard worker, she's a mom, but she, and I remember talking to her, and she was real upset, she was like, I don't understand why I don't get to go to the cookout with him, and this is a trip part, this is something funny, They ended up messing with somebody else who confronted the main arm piece chick.
Wow.
Well, the mom got upset because the one over here didn't know nothing about the mom. All she knew about was the arm piece. So she was upset about that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But see, the thing is, and y'all listening, that sounds like so much drama. But the funny thing is, to be the guy on that end, I hate to say it because it's not all guys like this, but what I'm saying, y'all, this man confessed, there's a million of us that are like this and that juggle it so often that it's not a bunch of drama.
Running game,
but it's like it's almost like second nature to a lot of guys. So it's not drama. It's only drama when all that stuff comes out, like she said.
No, that's drama all day long. Whether it's out or not.
He look at it like, I got it under control. And guys can do it for years, and a girl will never know what place they're in. A lot of guys will make you think you're in a different place than what you're in. Like the girl that was the mom and everything, when he talked to her, he probably talked to her as if she's in first place.
And it was an eye-opener when this other new person didn't know nothing about her. She only knew about the arm piece.
Yeah.
It was such an eye opener. Like she didn't even know anything about me.
Yeah. She that's the thing. But when he talked to the mom, he probably talked to her as if she's so special. But she's just sitting there wondering why I don't get to go out to all these events. And then the arm piece, he talked to her like she's special. And to prove it, quote unquote, he bring her to the cookouts, bring her to the movies. So she feel like she's seeing the action match the words.
Right.
But he just run a game. And
wow.
And you may and he's juggling.
Wow.
And maybe juggling for a long time. So he's putting his pieces in order.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it sounded like a lot of drama, but that made me think about
that's drama.
That made me think about the fact we discussed it numerous times on my show, but it's guys are brought up different from girls.
Yes.
And it's just
absolutely.
Like not even go into it, but it's brought up so differently than girls are. So guys come up with that, I want to juggle them mentality, and girls don't really come up with that for the most part.
Wow. I mean, I'm telling you, it's and people, they get, it's a game. It just sounds like a lot of guys, this is a whole game. The relationship thing is a game. So hopefully ladies can match up with a guy that's not in that game mentality, that he's over that game mentality. And I don't know what age you get over it. I don't know if it's a status quo when you get over it, but that's why a lot of ladies are having a hard time, because it's like guys are not keeping it 100. They can walk around all day and say, I'm keeping it 100, keep it 100, but you're not keeping it 100.
Right. And they can be 50 years old not keeping it 100.
No, old player.
Or they can be 24 and they decided, I want one woman.
True.
And it's like, how do you decipher between the two? And I'm a guy, I don't even have the answer, because I don't understand as a woman how you can look at some guy and say he's the one that has already made a decision, or you can look at a guy and say he a player, because we don't wear it on our face or our clothes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I know guys that look like they're the sweetest guy in the world, the nicest guy, and I know them from being cool with them.
Right.
And they got that look just because that's how they were born. But but they run a game all day, and how they use that look to their advantage is because a woman has looked at him and said, he don't look like he do this.
Right.
And he knows he don't look like that, he'll do that, but what he does is he'll do it and get away with it because he knows I don't look like I do this.
I'm telling you, this is something. It's something. Relationships are something. But I think, you learn. And everybody learns. Everybody learns about them and, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking to somebody today and about looking at somebody, trying to size them up. And I was like, this guy approached me in Food Lion. He had on, a hoodie, and the hoodie was on over his head. And I'm like, why are you walking around the store with the? I know the style is to wear the hoodie half back. The hood was I'm like, is he shoplifting? And then you trying to holler. And so, and one of my friend Scott, he was like, well, Charvette, why are you trying to get a 9 or 10? Just get you 2 5s. Okay,
wow.
But I heard a guy say he cool with getting 2 5s. He's like, he ain't worried about getting a 9 or 10. He be good. I got a 5 over here and a 5 over here, and I'm good. The differences between men and women.
Yeah, that's that mentality. I think that's young mentality, but, to each his own.
He's 37. That said, he okay with
2 5s. That's young mind, though. But I don't understand why you wouldn't want to 9 or 10 instead of having 2 5s. But at the same time, I understand as a man that men do enjoy quantity. You know what I mean?
And
so,
that's a shame.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. Recognize what it is.
Yeah, we ain't here to decipher why. We just confessing about how the men do, and we also been confessing how the women do. We want the women that's listening to understand. And I'm not speaking for all men. I just know all different types of guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the childish guy. I've been the mature guy. I've been the guy that did complete wrong. I've been the guy that did right and got done wrong. So I'm just giving y'all, I'm just giving you accounts from all a person that's been through all different sides.
Yeah.
Sides, and that's why I wrote in my book that I call myself fully seasoned. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm licensed to do any of that. Not a relationship coach. Or specialist. I'm just saying I'm seasoned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when they want the men to confess, I come on here and confess it ain't no thing.
And Vincent, you're a good guy. That's what I like about you. You're just a good guy. Got a good head on your shoulders. Oh, my God. We're almost out of time.
So,
this was good. Big shout out to Twitter. Twitter really gave us some conversation topics today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Twitter, man, if you follow Chavette and follow me on Twitter and even check the people that we follow.
Yes.
You're going to find plenty of things about relationships. You might read something like what we went over today, which you might read something that might change your life. I can look over the things that we went through today, and it may make me want to reevaluate some things that I've done, that I am doing. So follow us. We're going to retweet the stuff. We're going to talk about it. I'm always just putting all my whole thoughts on there. So it gives me a trouble and it blessed me. So follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow Chavette. At Chavette, and follow me at LifeLoveRVA. Follow her on Facebook. Get with us. Chavette.com is her website. Mine is LifeLoveReligion.com. Like I said, look out for my book. It's called Finding Chris, My Father.
Yes.
Look forward to that, and just keep following us, man. The Vincent Ellis White Show, The Men Confess. We doing the biggest thing. Been going strong for a year now.
Yes, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, it's one of the favorite. I know it's one of the favorite segments that's run, you know, on my show platform. So big shout out to the Men Confess. We thank you for confessing and helping out the sisters and the brothers with relationships. We make the world go round.
I hope y'all taking a piece of this what we said.
They are.
And,
they are.
That's good. Well, y'all, like we said, man, time is up. Appreciate y'all for listening to Vincent Ellis White Show. Make sure you follow me and Chavette. Give us your feedback and your comments. Let us know if you got some topic ideas for Men Confess.
Yes.
And continue to look for us, man. The Men Confess is going strong.
Yay!
We appreciate y'all. We're going to go ahead and say God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving and good night.
Thank you for joining the Vincent Ellis White Show. If you would like to get in touch with us or become a sponsor of the show, please contact us at 804-852-0449. Write in your show ideas to LLRPublishing@yahoo.com or log on to www.lifeloveReligion.com. And until next week, this is Vincent Ellis White leaving you with a quote, one of my favorites. Dreams come a couple sizes too big so you can grow into them. Have a blessed day.